And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be torn into fables. Father, thank you for your word that is coming life to us. We pray, Lord, that your word will do us good. Your word will rebuke us this morning. Your word, O Lord, will reprove us this morning. Your word, O Lord, will bring encouragement unto us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you to our hearts. Do the interpretation in our hearts. Prepare our heart to be a fertile ground for your word to be sown this morning. We stand against every form of distraction and all distractors. In the mighty name of Jesus, I present myself unto you. By strength shall not prevail. I can do nothing on my own. Give me the utterance. Speak through me for edification, for blessing of your people. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. We have a topic before us this morning. We have a topic that says the true Jehovah Witness. Amen. And that topic has three keywords there. True, Jehovah, and witness. If we are saying the true Jehovah Witness, if I say the true, that means there are fake ones. That means there are false witness. That means there are deceitful ones. But this morning we are here to examine the true Jehovah Witness. Not the fake ones. Not the false ones. Not the deceitful ones. But the true Jehovah Witness. And then the name Jehovah is the name of God of Israel in the Hebrew Bible. And one of the names of God is Judaism, Jehovah. A name of God in the Old Testament. The literal meaning of Jehovah is I am the one who is. I am the one who is. Praise the Lord. The other word with us there is witness. We all know that in law, witness is someone who has knowledge about a matter and testify to it, or someone who either voluntarily or under compulsion provide testimonial evidence, either oral or written. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Or you can say, someone who knows and claim to know and testify to that fact. But from the context we are going to examine this morning, witness, be clearly, is someone who professes Christ and proclaim him to the world. Someone who professes Christ, we proclaim him, we proclaim the risen Christ to the world, make him known. Someone who has, you know, who will testify of the resurrected Jesus. Someone, you know, who has knowledge, who has been granted, who knows what it is, who knows all about Christ, about the kingdom. You proclaim it, you profess it. Praise the Lord. That is what we want to examine this morning. Amen. Amen. We read four verses. And those four verses, we are going to pick three outline from those four verses that we have read. The first outline is God's judgment, inevitable. God's judgment, what? Inevitable. Then the second outline, the true Jehovah Witness. Then the last outline, then that is outline number three. Outline number three has it to say, the itching ear mentality. The itching ear mentality. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's judgment inevitable. From where we read in 2 Timothy verse 4. Say, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom? I don't know how many of us are really getting ourselves prepared for this judgment of God. It is one thing to be in the church 24/7. It is one thing to be in the church for 52 weeks throughout the year. But there's another thing for you to stand before the throne of God and give account of yourself. The judgment of God is inevitable. He said the quick and the dead, the living and the dead, all I am, irrespective of your nationality, irrespective of your race, irrespective of your location, we are all going to stand before God. The judgment of God cannot be truncated. God is going to sit, you know, on his throne. God is not going to be biased. This judgment will be based on tribalism. God's judgment will be based on ethnicity. God's judgment will be based on your locality. God's judgment will be based on the position you occupy. God's judgment is inevitable. You and I will stand before God to give account of ourselves. How are you running the race? A song that we sing that we are running a race to meet our Redeemer. I and you, we are running a race to meet our Redeemer. Are you actually running this race to meet him? When we appear before him, what will be your testimony? What will be your testimony? God is the revealer of secrets. There is nothing that is hidden from God. You can hide it from me, from pastors. You can hide it from anyone, but you cannot hide it from God. Paul was saying that God shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. How many of us are ready for the appearing of God, for the appearance of God? Because soon as the trumpet will sound, where will you be? Where will you be? How ready are you? Nothing can stop the judgment of God. There will be no network. I know since yesterday that there will be so network jam. You can't WhatsApp, you can't go internet, you can't do anything. Network lockdown. God's judgment, there will be no network breakdown. His judgment cannot be truncated. You and I will stand, old and small and young, be the mighty, the rich, the poor, name it, we appear before God. Praise the Lord. So have this consciousness in you as you are running this race. Have this consciousness that one day you will stand before God. And you need to prepare yourself. One day you will stand, we appear before God to give account of your stewardship. To give account of that position you occupy and you refuse to want to use it. To give account of what you fail to do when you are in position. You will give account of it all. God's judgment is inevitable. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter your denomination. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. His judgment is inevitable. We can be in the church quite all right. We can sing in the choir. We can minister even as I'm ministering. That's the last thing for us to work, to shun the judgment of God. As a matter of fact, do the fourth that I'm ministering, we have a greater what responsibility. How are you preparing for the judgment of God? It's coming. Very soon it will come. All nations will appear before him. Every soul will appear before him. All ministers, all pastors, all choir, they will appear before him. What account will you give? The songwriter wrote one song, Judgment Day is Coming. Mamuzu. Can you help with that song? Judgment day is coming. It is true that he is coming. Oh, that great day is coming.
Be of majesty before the throne of God, and give account of themselves. I will stand, you will stand, my father will stand, my mother will stand. All men shall stand before the throne of God, and give account of themselves.
You hear the word of the song? See, that great day is coming. That great day that no man can stop, no head of state can stop, no governor can stop, no bishop, no pope can stop, no pastor can stop. That great day is coming that all nations will stand, everyone will stand, and will give account of yourself. Peter was writing, say, if the righteous shall scarcely be saved, what will be the end of the unrighteous ones? Are you preparing for that great day? Are you preparing for that great day? That great day is coming. Prepare. Amen. Verse 2. Say, preach the word. Be in season, be instead of the season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The true Jehovah Witness. I believe maybe when you saw the name, the true Jehovah Witness, I know your mind will just fly to our brothers, our sisters that carried their big bag with their umbrella in their armpit, that moved from house to house, sharing trust, preaching. Then that is where your mind will go. That's where your mind will go. They are out there now with their bags. They are out there now with their umbrella. They are out there now moving from room to room, from street to street, preaching the word, sharing drugs, making converts. Brethren, it is more than that. Who are the true Jehovah Witness? They are those who reflect the lifestyle of Christ. The true Jehovah Witness are those who reflect the lifestyle of Christ in character, in attitude, in behavior. Do you reflect the lifestyle of Christ? If they see you, will they see Jesus in you? If they see the way you dress, oh, these days Satan has become the tailor of many of us. Satan is designing fashionable clothes for us, and we are happy to put them on. Satan has become your tailor. Satan has become your designer. The true Jehovah Witness are those that reflect the life of Christ in character, in behavior, in conduct, in attitude, in action. If you read Acts 11, that was when the name Christian no evolved from. Why? Because when they examined the apostles, I said, these are Christ-like. These are Christ-like. See, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year. They assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And disciples were first called Christians. Can you be called a Christian in your vicinity? Can you be called a Christian in the place of your work? Can you be called a Christian in your community? Can you be called a Christian in your village? Can you be called a Christian? How is your lifestyle? Do you reflect Christ? Do you reflect Christ? Amen. Praise the Lord. The true Jehovah Witness are those who proclaim the resurrected Christ genuinely. They are those that proclaim the resurrected Christ genuinely. Matthew 7. The book of Matthew 7, 21 to 23. Say, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone. More of all, we are saying, Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the afternoon, Lord, in the evening, Lord, in the night, Lord, midnight hour, Lord. Hear what I always say. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. They who reflect the life of Christ, they who live the life of Christ. Say, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Done many wonders in your name? Have we not sang in the choir? Have we not ministered from the altar? Have we not been ushering people? Oh! And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. What a shame. These are the false Jehovah Witness. These are the fake Jehovah Witness. These are the deceitful Jehovah Witness that the Lord will say, depart from me, I never knew you. What a shame for us to be put aside, to be rejected, to be cast out after all our service, after all our church attendance, after all our offering, our tithes. We cast out demons, we lay hands, we prophesy things happening. Yet, the mother said, I never knew you. What a shame. What an embarrassment. What a shame and what an embarrassment. Are you a true Jehovah Witness? Praise the Lord. Amen. The true Jehovah Witness are there, are those whose yea is yea and nay is nay. They are those who are dedicated and committed to the Great Commission. Go into the world and preach the gospel. The true Jehovah Witness. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. They are those who reflect the righteousness and holiness of God. It's a full of peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Are you a true Jehovah Witness? The book of Matthew 5, thereabout, say, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men. Is your light shining? Are you radiating the glory of God in accordance with Isaiah 60? All the light that is in you is darkness. Say, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Brethren, are you a true Jehovah Witness? Is your light shining? What do men say about you? What do men say about you as a lecturer? What do men say about you as a father? What do men say about you as a mother? What do men say about you as a church worker? What do men say about you in that position that you occupy? What do men say about you? I love the man Samuel. When they demanded for the king, Samuel gathered the people, saying, here am I, witness against me. Have I taken any bribe? Have I done anything evil? The assembly shouted, no. That was a man of integrity. Are you a man of integrity? Are you a woman of integrity? Are you a worker of integrity? Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Is your light shining? Are you radiating the glory of God in your life? Or your life is as dirty as anything. Brethren,
We don't joke with the things of God. We don't joke with the things of God. I know about Sunday, we're talking about, you know, the wrath of God. The wrath of God is here. Look, it's not what you and I can face. The wrath of God is not what you and I can face. So we must be careful. Because the days are evil. The days are evil. I pray that God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at verse 3 and 4. Say, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. The itching ear mentality. The itching ear mentality. We live in an era where we shun anything righteous, anything good, anything truthful, anything good of eternal value. We shun these things. We have Christians with itching ear. What do you mean by itching ear? You all know the meaning of itching. And of us are allergic to chloroquine. When if you are allergic to chloroquine, you take chloroquine as more to run mad. Or your body, as more to use to play online to scrape your body. Your body is itching, you are scratching your body. Or maybe you took betaine. Some people react to betaine. There are so many, so many things. But itching here is a strong desire. Itching here in this context is a strong desire to do something or to hear, to receive. Many of us have itching ears. Gone are the days when you hear the message of salvation. Gone are the days when you hear the message of restitution. Gone are the days when you hear the message of adultery, adulteresses. Oh, men and women will be weeping. But today, we sit down comfortably. Itching ear. Many are having itching ear. They want to hear what we excite them into eternal damnation. If I say, next week, I see 10 billionaires in this house. So people holler, hey, I am number one, number two, number three. Come and sow 10,000. I'm telling you, many will troop down to sow 10,000. You're a thief. 10,000, because you want to become a billionaire next week. These are the things that men want to hear. I see thousands, hey, millionaires, hey, billionaires, hey. These are the things that Christians want to hear. They have itching ears. And because they have itching ears, we all have ministers that have itching mouths, sugar-coated lips. Time of our Simon Chapel, we have never had any minister of such. And I pray that God will never allow us. Amen. It is good to sow. Come. God's kingdom. Come. Kingdom heritage doesn't come by casually. Kingdom heritage does not come by casually. Kingdom heritage come by investments. Kingdom heritage comes by investments. Not by casually. Not by 419. Not by 2 plus mean. Remember Proverbs. Say, he got your words shall what? Vanish. We have Christians that have itching here. We have pastors that have itching man. So we tell you, please, in this church, we don't preach salvation messages. In this church, we don't preach holiness and righteousness. In this church, we don't preach restitution. In this church, we don't preach adultery. In this church, we don't preach adulteress. No, it is forbidden. Preach what will excite the people. Error. That's from the bottomless pit. Men have itching ear. Only what they want to hear. Say, for the time will come. And this is the time that we are in now. This is the time that we are in. They no more endure sound doctrine. No more sad doctrine. Tell us what we're going to hear. Tell me how I can make it. Tell me how I can make the millions. Tell me how I can run things. Anything you want from me, I will do it. Just tell me, Pastor. Write on, Pastor. May God deliver the church in the mighty name of Jesus. Say they will not endure sound doctrine. No more sound doctrine. No more holiness. No more righteousness. No more restitutions. The fear of God is no more there. You can enter into marriage. Break, marry, break, marry, break. The trend continues. No more, that sound doctrine is no more there. In the apostles days, when they heard the word of God, it pricked their hearts. Unto repentance. But now we hear and hear the word, and yet we become more hardened. As you are hearing, you are becoming more hardened. Brethren, do you have itching ear? Praise the Lord. Do you have itching ear? I pray that God will deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said we live in an era where we show anything truthful, righteous, good, and eternal value. Genuine commitment and love for God is diminishing. Genuine commitment, the love of God, they are no more there, they are diminishing. Call for fast and prayers. How many people will you see in the house of God? Look at us here. We are more than 50, clocking 100. But make an answer that tomorrow there is fasting and prayer. If you get 20 people, thank God. But make a declaration. Tomorrow, a woman is coming. How to raise billionaire? How to raise billionaire? This church will not contain human being. Whom are you fooling? Whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he reap. One day you will stand. You will give account of yourself. Your money will not take you to heaven. I was in a place yesterday. I told him, I said, look, my father died with so many houses. So many houses. So many. So many. He's a well-known man in Ugele. A well-known man in Ugele, sir. But where, at the point of his death, where did he go with nothing? One day I was so angry with myself. I said, where must this man go? Where are you going to? Whom have you left this war for? Because you know, when he was alive, he would say, we are 44 in numbers. Say, pick it, they switch me. I remember with the time we approached him, I said, Daddy, these ones you have now, they are enough now. Say, shut up! I want to tell me what to live my life. I'm going to train all of them. Where is he today? Does he know what is happening to them today? Does he know what is happening to those children today? So you won't take any time away from this world. Live a righteous life. Live a holy life. Live a transparent life. Be a true Jehovah Witness indeed. Not a fake one. Bible said, by their fruits we shall know them. Amen. By their fruit we shall know them. When the word of God dwells in you richly, I'm telling you, that ishi mentality will vanish. But most of us don't allow the word of God to dwell in us. We are not studying the word of God. We are not. Amen. You cannot be a true Jehovah's Witness if you are still living in sin. You are here. You cannot be a true Jehovah's Witness if you are still living in sin. If you are still a compromiser. If you are still a slanderer. If you are still a gossip, you cannot be a true Jehovah Witness. So answer this question. Are you really a true Jehovah Witness? Are you really a true Jehovah Witness? I told us that you cannot be a true Jehovah Witness if you are still living in sin. You are still living in disobedience. You are oppressing people with opposition. You cannot be a true Jehovah Witness. I pray that as I hear the sound of my voice, you will make a drastic U-turn. God is ready to make you a witness of him. God is ready to repackage you. God is ready to restructure you. But are you ready? Can we take that in just as I am? In 4:7-3, just as I am without one plea, fed out the blood, wash it for me. In 4:7-3, please come stand up. Come before God and make repentance and be a true Jehovah Witness, not the fake ones, not the deceitful ones. God is ready to repackage you. God is ready to restructure you. God is knocking at your door. Come. All you that worry and labor, like that, come. He is ready. So that you and I can be a true Jehovah Witness. Just as I am without one plea. The blood of Jesus was shed for you. You are in the presence of God. You cannot be a true Jehovah Witness if you are living in sin. You cannot be a true Jehovah Witness when holiness and righteousness is far from you. You cannot be a true Jehovah Witness when you are an oppressor, when you are a compromiser, when you are deceitful. You cannot be a true Jehovah Witness when your life is nothing to write home about. You are the open Bible that men read. You are the open Bible that men read. What are men reading from your life? What are they reading from your life? What account will they give on you? What will men say about you? Jesus called them, said, what do men say about me? What do men say about you that claim to be a child of God, that claim to be a Christian, that claim to be a true witness of Jehovah? What do men say about you? Examine your life. And if you are here, you are not born again. You are not saved. Your destination is hell. And that is not the wish of God for any man. If you are here, you are not saved. Make a drastic decision. Make a drastic U-turn. Invite Jesus into your life wherever you are, so that he can make you a true witness of him. Confess your sin before him. If you know you are not saved, you are not born again, you will appear before the judgment throne of God. You will give account of yourself. You are hearing the sound of my message this morning. Examine your life. Examine your life and make a U-turn. Invite Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Confess your sins. Confess your sins to him. Confess your sins to him. He is faithful and just. He is faithful and just. Have you been to Jesus for thy cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless and white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in As the song is going to make a resolution in your heart, those of all that are having a right with Christ, examine your life and align yourself with the things of God. Judgment of God is inevitable. Judgment of God is inevitable.
Spotless are the waters flow, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood? Today might be the last we hear this message. Nobody knows what happened after now. It is appointed unto man to die once, thereafter judgment. Make it right with your Creator. Make it right with your Father. Make it right now. Settle that issue. That bitterness, that anger, that unforgiveness, that sin in your life. Settle it now, because you don't know what will happen anymore from now. The days are evil. We need to reconcile with God, with our Creator, and be a true Jehovah Witness. Settle it with your Creator. Settle it with your Father. Thank you, precious Father. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the entrance of your word, giving light and understanding to the simple. Thank you for those hearts you have ministered to. Thank you for that heart that is making a drastic U-turn. Thank you for that heart that is going to be a genuine Jehovah Witness henceforth. Thank you, Father, for reconciliation. Thank you, Father, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your word we have had this morning. This word will not work against us on that last day. In the name of Jesus, thank you, precious Father. As we leave your presence, help us, O Lord, to think, to ponder over our lives. That in any area we have erred, Baba God, help us to reconcile ourselves back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, our hope, Lord, is in the second coming of your Son. We will stand before you, Lord. We will stand before your judgment throne to give account of ourselves. Help us not be found wanting in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for his word. Indeed, may the Lord make us true Jehovah's Witnesses. Now I want to take the special thanksgiving from Omovu to JP and family. Please, can you come forward and let's make it snappy, because the time is fast spent. Choir, you will lead us. Media, you get ready to scream for us Psalm 105 as we take this special thanksgiving.
Jesus ketuna oyeba amre uche we obo.